Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
In the vortex of one of the galaxy's black holes, X-Bomber crashed into a meteorite. They had left the solar system to search for the mysterious sailing ship, the Skull, and the secret of F-01, when they were attacked by Commander Makara's battlecruiser and sent into the graveyard of space.
I'll be all right. Thank you, everyone. Tell me, what's the damage to the ship?
Shields holding. Damage minimal, but...
But what?
I'm afraid we've been pulled right down into the black hole, Dr. Ben. We can't break away.
I see. We're really in a mess this time.
You've heard about this place?
Yes. Sargasso, the graveyard of space.
Graveyard?
Graveyard looks more like a junkyard.
All we need to do is to wait until their power runs out.
The gravitational pull of a black hole is incredibly strong. We must break out of it, or we'll be stranded in it forever, gentlemen. Some ideas, quickly. There isn't a moment to be lost.
Sorry, Doctor, we didn't learn about this in the Academy.
That's just great, Hercules. Always on top of a crisis sure makes one feel safe.
Well, I have no intention of dying here. Gosh sakes, what's happening?
Energy scanners low on power. Force field failing.
Well, why are we standing around? Let's go.
Dr. Ben, what's happening to us?
The immense gravitational pull of the black hole is drawing all the power out of the ship at an increasing rate. Shiro, find out how much power is left.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, how about you? Got any ideas?
We'll switch all auxiliary power to the main engines. We might be able to break free if we drain all power from our weapon systems.
Energy level low, Doctor. It's below quantum level.
That low?
That's bad. We can't fire the laser blast below quantum power.
Lee, direct all power to the main engines right now. We'll have to gamble on it, boys.
Yes, sir.
What can we possibly do to help them?
Why am I here? Take me to the cockpit! Immediately! Hurry! Take me to the...
Your mechanism has to be repaired first, before you can return to any form of active service.
That is absurd! I'm perfectly normal! The square root of the Ultron equation is...
Try to rest your circuits.
This is absurd! I am completely well now! You hear?
Hey, look, what was that?
What is it, John Lee?
An object passed through the lower quadrant. I'm sure of it.
That's impossible. No ship smaller than X-Bomber could pass through that gravitational force field.
Not unless it had some unknown source of massed central energy.
That's it. An Imperial Alliance trace.
The Alliance?
Don't you see? If we can only follow that trace of theirs... We might be able to find an exit. Return to your stations.
Yes, sir.
Commander Makara, we should attack the X-Bomber now without delay.
A little patience, Captain. Are you really so hungry for your moment of glory?
Hungry for the glory of the Alliance?
Don't forget... I am the chosen emissary of the Alliance.
At your orders, Commander. But while the X-Bomber drifts helplessly without power, she can so easily be destroyed. And then F-01 will finally be ours. Yours, I mean.
You plead your case well. Captain, we will attack.
Yes, by your divine guidance.
Commander,
Quantum power to main engines.
All burners normal. Ready to fire.
Electric system normal. All set.
Stand by. We've only got one shot at this. Good luck. Start main engines now.
Starting main engines.
Moving sub-quantum speed
through the lower quadrant.
They found the exit. They mustn't reach it. We must stop them. Launch Imperial fighters.
Hey, heads up, fellas. We got company.
Identify and mark it, Lee.
It ain't so easy, Hercules. Radar system's weak. It's not picking everything up.
If it's Commander Makara, tell her I'm ready for her every time.
Hercules, hold it. We mustn't take the power from the main engines.
But, Doctor...
Hey, Astro Fighters, 5 o'clock.
You hear that? We just gotta sit here and not fight?
Hercules, you can't fire the lasers without power.
I know. Darn it, Doctor. We can't just sit here twiddling our thumbs.
Look out. Moving in behind the fighters is an Imperial battlecruiser quantum speed.
Now what?
Evasive tactics, it's all we can do.
But, Doctor, we can't avoid them forever.
Follow my orders, evasive maneuvers.
Yes, sir.
Try and avoid us, ex-bomber. If you can, all the better for us. Use up the last of your quantum power. There is nowhere for you to go. You can't escape. We have you this time, ex-bomber.
Doctor, they're making fools of us. We've got to make a stand.
We can't do that. The risk is too great. Our power is draining with every second. We've got to save it.
But, Doctor!
All right, fighter. Stop all engines and stand by. Concentrate all power in the main shields.
Yes, sir.
Hercules, start the attack.
Yes, sir.
Gyro on your side.
Yes, sir.
Come and get us, Makara.
You have stopped trying to escape. Stay and rot in your grave, ex-bomber. Recall, Imperial fighters.
Look at that. They're turning back.
Doctor, what's all that about?
Just as I thought. They forced us to use up the precious energy we had.
We've still got enough power left for a laser blast.
Yes. One blast, or with some luck... If the cells can be recharged, we make a second blast. We have to have enough power to use our X-impulse as a last resort. How accurate can we be?
Tough shooting, sir. With no radar to follow, we'll be firing blind, no target. Won't know where they are until it's too late.
We'll wait until they fire upon us. Then we'll know their position. Boys, it's on. To your stations, red alert.
Yes, Doctor.
Battle stations, Hercules.
You bet.
Lee, try and get a fix on their position.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go, Doctor.
Ex-Bomber's last moment has come. Prepare laser torpedoes.
Your command.
Hit!
Lee, anything yet?
They'll be in range soon enough.
They're here. I found them. Sector 7 quadrant. Two of them so far.
Adequate power and main shield. I've got one in my sights.
Stand by, laser blast. Fire now.
Firing now.
Direct hit.
Nice shooting, Hercules.
Uh-oh. Here comes another one, guys.
Darn it! We're losing power.
Gyro, direct auxiliary power. Recharge main shield.
Yes, sir.
Guess we're gonna get it now.
There's one thing, pal. We're going down fighting. Gyro, full power yet?
It takes time to recharge the main shield.
Hurry it up, can't you?
We must celebrate our great victory! What beautiful fireworks!
And I'm the cause of all this.
Full power through to main shield now.
Right, fire laser blast.
Firing now.
Orion, they have defeated you once again! You fool!
Commander.
You have disgraced the Alliance! Return to me at once!
Yes, I am sorry, Commander.
The battle cruiser is retreating, sir.
How much power is there?
Well, Doctor, just enough for X-Impulse. After that, we'll be down to nothing.
Dr. Ben?
Hmm?
Shouldn't we use that last power to get us out of here?
And retreat, Lee? Never. Then Starfleet Command will be destroyed by Commander Makara.
So we use our only chance of escape to defeat her and stay in this graveyard?
But Lee, Makara would only come after us, and we can't outrun an Alliance battlecruiser in this condition. Hey, what's that?
Look, her battlecruiser.
Doctor, your only salvation is to hand over the one who contacted the sailing ship, the Skull. Surrender, you have no choice.
Surrender is a word not found in the Academy manual.
Well then, Dr. Ben, you'll be buried in this graveyard of space.
Well, gentlemen, our priority is to defeat that alien battlecruiser. We will use our last ion of energy on the X-Impulse. Switch off all circuits except communication systems.
Yes, Doctor.
Electrics off.
Gyro, stand by to launch.
Right. Ready to launch X-Impulse.
Oh, fire in the engineering room.
Hercules, see to it.
On my way.
Every level holding at sub-quantum.
Darn it, it's out of control. Lamia. Oh, thank you.
Gyro, hurry up. I don't want to sound nervous, but we're going to get a salvo of laser torpedoes any time now.
Main shield recharged.
X-Impulse, fire now.
Look out, we're going to be hit.
What is it?
Fellas, we did it.
The fire has been extinguished. Are you all right in here?
Yes, we're fine. Take your positions.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Doctor.
Hey, Lee, how about some lights?
Shiro, I don't want to rub it in, but we have no power. Electric systems, laser systems, all dead.
What? You're right. We can't just drift around here forever. Lee? Any idea how far we are from the Earth?
Too far to get home and nowhere else to go. What did we call this place? The graveyard of space?
Lee, you're not making it any better.
A battlecruiser, even X-Bomber, is just one piece of junk without power.
Oh, Shiro. I'm sorry. This is all my fault. You should have let me go to them.
Lamia, please don't cry like that. We took our best shot against a most aggressive enemy. An enemy destructive to all humanoid life. I don't think we did too badly.
Pretty song, PPA, but ain't gonna get us out of here.
Listen, everyone. The oxygen system's been damaged. It won't be long before we run out of air. There's no chance of survival. We have many things to do before the end. First, we must record all our data in the logbook.
But, Doctor, what use is the logbook if no one's ever gonna see it?
No doubt in a millennium, this graveyard of space we're trapped in will be colonized. The wreck of X-Bomber will be found. It's our duty to leave a record. Lamia, open a hailing frequency, ship to ship. Maybe someone will hear it.
Of course, Doctor. I'll do it right away. To the sailing ship, the Skull. I am trying to contact you. We were forced into the black hole by an Imperial Alliance attack. We are now drifting in space without power. If you receive this message, please contact Starfleet Command on Earth. What's that?
Now what? What's happening?
The ship has started moving.
We're being pulled by some sort of tractor beam.
Controls aren't responding. Look! There's something in front of us.
Hey, pinch me, guys. I think we're gonna get out of here.
We're out of the black hole, Doctor.
I always said we'd get out.
Look at that. We can see the stars again.
Look, isn't that the...
It's the Skull.
You're right. So they got us out of there.
Shiro, approach that ship.
Can't do it. Not enough power. Subquantum level.
Hey, it's sailing away from us.
Dr. Ben, is that sailing ship the Skull on our side? Or do you think...
I think it must be, or it wouldn't have pulled us out and saved our lives.
Right. Lucky it was around.
Sure was. Wish they'd stayed around to be thanked. This is the only life I've got, and I'm kind of fond of it.
Now, We've got to find a friendly planet somewhere in the vicinity so we can repair the ship and restore our energy.
Sir.
Kirara, let me go! I am in perfect working order, perfect, you hear? Let me go, you...
Kirara, let him go. His circuit should be working now that we're out of the black hole.
But I told you that all along, but you wouldn't listen to me, would you, stubborn socks? Thank you for nursing me, Lamia Tulu.
The skull. You saved us. Who are you?
What reason did the mysterious sailing ship, the Skull, have for saving X-Bomber? Does Lamia hold the secret of F-01? The Earth is still under threat from the Imperial Alliance. Only Dr. Ben and the crew of X-Bomber stand in their way.
On the planet Alaria, a volcanic eruption detonated by the Alliance threatens the safety of Dr. Ben and his crew. Why are the strange inhabitants of the planet preventing X-Bomber from taking off? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet.